Oh, no. I don't have any nicknames. That should be the thing. That's a good story for this week, too. TB12 is pretty good. I like that. Not as good as Matty Ice. I know. Matty Ice is pretty sweet.
Tom, can you, obviously you look ahead to Atlanta, but kind of, what did you learn about your offense as a unit, maybe Sunday, that you didn't know in the previous 2 weeks of play?
Well, we made a little bit of progress, and we were all a bit more consistent. Still left some points on the board. So we had a good week of practice. I think it showed. Hopefully, this was a good week of practice, and it shows. But it's a good challenge for us. So it's a very it's a good team, and it's a really challenging environment to play in, because the fans are behind them. It's loud. It's dome. It's Sunday night. So it'll be great. I mean, Coach always says, if you love football, then Sunday night at 8:30 in Atlanta would be the place to be. So I totally agree. It'll be fun.
How was communication in Buffalo, being the only other time you've had regular season atmosphere for a game?
It's pretty loud up there too, but Atlanta's probably, those domes get pretty loud because, there's just no place for that sound to go. So if they get going, it gets loud. And, we played there a few times, so I think we have a little bit of understanding of what it's about. They're a good offensive football team, so there's usually a lot of reasons for them to be excited, with their skill players and the way Matt plays. And so it's going to test us all the way around in all three phases, and, hopefully we're ready for it.
Well, obviously, you guys, Tom, sort of struggled, obviously, in the red zone. Why has that been, and what have you been doing to try to improve that?
Well, we've been practicing it quite a bit. So, we've definitely left some points on the board, just poor execution. I've been one of the main culprits, so hopefully I try to improve that. I mean, you got to get down there and score points, especially when you play good teams. You can't leave points out there. So, like last week, we had a great opportunity for 7 points. Not only did we not get 7, we didn't get any, but you got to be able to capitalize on scoring opportunities.
When you judge the tenor of the game, how important is it to sustain drives? Say, as you mentioned, they do what they do when they have to score on your defense, and then fireworks go off, they kick off.
Yeah.
You get the ball at your 20. You know that 3-and-out, 2 incompletions, and a run are not going to get it done. How important, beyond just scoring points, how important is it sustaining?
Yeah, that's a great advantage to playing at home, because the momentum changes so quickly, and it can go the other way too. I mean, if they don't play a good game, it goes the other way, and then we've had a few of those situations here. I mean, I remember like the Jet playoff game a few years ago where we just didn't play well, and it just feels like there's 70,000 people that are totally deflated. So, and that's the goal, is to try to set the tone in that area. The way you do it is ultimately executing on a down-by-down basis, and they make it challenging to do that because they're an athletic team and they do a lot of different things in their fronts, and so it's not like it's just the same coverage, same front every play. So they make some plays defensively, and then you got to be able to counter that. So, and what we got to do is we got to start fast. I mean, they're a team that starts really fast, so we got to get off to a good start. We got to get the running game going, get the passing game. We got to be clicking on all cylinders.
Can you feel when those plays are coming, those momentum breakers? Like, it's 3rd and 8, you can take a snap, the place is going to blow up.
Sure. And that's how they play. They were one of the best teams in the league last year. And were they 14-2? They had a great team. Number one seed. They played all those playoff games at home, and there's a reason why, because they play good at home. They score points offensively, and then they defensively feed off that. Out that emotion of their offense. So, I mean, it's going to be a challenge for our defense, challenge for our offense. I think we got to play our best game. There's no doubt about it, because you can't, like I said, if you go 3-and-out, you're just put, like what happened last week with us, we had 3 3-and-outs to start the game, like it could be 21-0. That's the way they play. So we got to be able to start fast. We got to put points on the board. We got to get the ball in the end zone. Obviously, the critical plays like turnovers, critical third down, scoring opportunities in the red area are all going to be crucial to winning the game.
In years past, Tom, you've obviously got Gronkowski, and Gronk has been a huge part of the red zone offense. Why is he such a big part of that red zone execution?
I mean, he's a big target, so, and he's got a great catch radius. I mean, he really hasn't been out there, you know, this year, and hopefully at some point, you know, whenever he's back, you know, he can play a role. I mean, when he's not out there, look, we got to count on the other guys to do it. So, you know, I know we haven't been great in the red area this year, but, you know, it's no excuse. The guys that are out there are plenty capable. I'm plenty capable of getting the ball into tight spots and making the plays, and we got to run the ball in. If they're taking away the run, we got to throw the ball in. Critical plays on third down in the red area that are four-point plays typically. So, I mean, we can be a better red area team than we've been. We just got to go out and execute better.
Tom, not trying to get you to speculate, but when you have guys that have been out like Danny and Rob, and then when they do come back, do you have different expectations of a guy who's been out for a while and then comes back to play, especially with Rob? Is that difficult since you know what he's capable and what high level he's capable of playing at?
Well, we play with him for a long time and had him in our offense, so you realize the caliber of player he is. But, you know, look, we're 3-0 without him out there. So, you know, we're just going to play as long as we need to play, you know, until he's healthy enough to play. Whenever that is, who knows. But, you know, we're focused on trying to be a good offense no matter who's out there. And whenever guys get back, you know, they'll, you know, have to deal with a different skill set. But, you know, we're just focused on having the guys out there that have done the job for us thus far.
Tom, I want to change. So, ask you about Brian Hoyer, obviously the new starting quarterback in Cleveland. When he was here, did you see that potential for him to be a solid starter in the league, even though he didn't play a lot but was learning under you?
Yeah, I mean, we have a great relationship and a very close relationship because the, you know, backup quarterback, and there's only been two of us, you know, Brian and I at one time, and now myself and Ryan Mallett. So we have a great rapport. Now I'm friends with all of those guys. Matt Castle, I talked to. He may be starting this weekend, and Brian, I'm, you know, text back and forth, and you know, talking with him. So it's great to see. I mean, it's hard work really pays off, and guys that stay at it and are mentally tough, always trying to do the right thing, like Brian has done, like Matt has done, like Ryan Mallett's done. I mean, it's great when they finally get an opportunity to play.
You're not surprised though that he's playing the way he is, even though.
No, I've seen it in practice from Matt when he was there. I saw it from, you know, Brian. I saw it from, you know, Ryan Mallett. I mean, it's just a matter of getting an opportunity.
Hey, Tom, timing has always been a big part of your offense in the red zone. Is the fact that you're dealing with new players right now throwing that timing off just a little bit, and is that part of the problem?
I mean, I think throwing an interception right to the strong safety last week doesn't help, you know, especially two plays before I got a wide open guy. So, you know, I think plays like that are more the problem. I got to do a good job finding the open guys that are running free, and then hit them. That'll help our red zone offense more than anything.
But it does take time to develop timing, though, doesn't it, Tom?
Well, you're always trying to develop that over the course of the season. You don't really have it figured out to start, but you just got to work at it, and when you get the opportunities, you got to take advantage because, you know, it's hard. There's 22 guys within, you know, if you're inside the five, within 15 yards of the line of scrimmage. And, you know, they're pretty good at red area defense because, you know, you typically have a limited number of calls that you play a lot. You get good at it, and it's tough. There's tight spots. There's tight throws. There's quick decisions. And guys aren't open for very long down there. So you got to make the plays when they're there. When you have a great opportunity like we had last week, you got to take advantage.
Tom, when you're talking about the noise in the dome, when you're playing in a dome, do you have to do things in terms of communications and everything with
you? We work on it quite a bit. Yeah, it's different than playing at home, no question, but it's not much different than practice. I mean, their speed and what they do and the tempo which they play is different. You know, for us, it's a lot. I mean, we try to duplicate as best we can in practice. It's all nonverbal communication. You're using signals and silent counts and all those things. You just got to try to practice it. And typically, as the season goes on, you get better at it. But yeah, it challenges the communication.
In the red area, is that where a pass catching tight end is most important?
Well, big guys, whether they're receivers or tight ends, are typically, you know, more red area threats because, like I said, the catch race, you're on the back end line, you got a big target to throw to. They can take some hits in tight coverage. You see some red area receivers like a guy like Anquan Boldin who catches the ball, takes a hit, and still, I mean, he's a great red area receiver. So, you know, the bigger you are, the bigger the target you are, the tighter space, you know, you can catch a ball, take a hit. You know, you don't have to run anywhere. So it definitely helps.
Tom, how valuable has Julian Edelman been given his experience in the system?
He's been great. I mean, he's, you know, he's worked so hard to get this chance, and he's really taken advantage of the opportunity. He's done, you know, just a great job. It's great having him out there. The trust and confidence level in him and what he's able to do, it's been great. So, and with Danny out, Julian's got to fill that void, and he's done a great job of it.
Tom, you just said some of the guys have done the trust factor with Julian Edelman. You talked a lot about all the new receivers and new faces, Amendola and company. How much, as you go through a game, do you check off in your mind, yeah, we can go to Tompkins in this situation because here he does that, he caught it, he did what we needed to do. Are you going through that process still each and every single week as you go further and further along here, what you can trust certain guys to do in certain situations?
Yep, and a lot of that is in practice. So you, when you get out there on the practice field and you do it, and if it doesn't go well, you know, you just cross it off the list in the game, and you have the same opportunity of one-on-one coverage, and you go, you know what, let's go somewhere else. And that's why, you know, you develop certain guys who are consistently in the right spot and dependable to catch the ball. You know, they keep building upon their receptions week to week because you just get more and more trust, more and more trust. Like, you know, a guy like Welker has 125 catches when he's here because he did it. Did it in practice, did it in the games. You know, our guys are doing the same thing. They're working hard in practice, been out there every day, building that trust with each other. You know, it's been a lot of fun. So we're working at it. You know, hopefully this is our best week. So thank you, guys.